Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number three on this Monday, the April 26, 2004 edition of this global transmission against tyranny. I'm coming to you from my Central Texas Command Center, Austin, as we crash through the lies and disinformation, as we wage war on corruption. We got Greg Palast, a BBC reporter, best-selling author, with a lot of new big developments inside the New World Order, a lot of new documents, corruption in Iraq, corruption with the oil companies, what's really going on in Afghanistan, election 04 with the CIA-run electronic voting machine companies being caught in more fraud coast to coast. And, of course, we'll also open the phones up and take your calls. It's a big deal, though, that North Korea had this big bombing, which they're now saying was some type of dynamite bombing or, quote, accident with explosives that almost killed their dictator, Kim Jong-il, when he was coming back from China with a meeting with their leaders at the same time that Dick Cheney was there. And if the globalists are trying to kill North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il, who I'm no fan of, why did they give him nuclear reactors? Why did they let Loral and Hughes arm China and perfect their missiles that can hit the U.S.? And I know that Greg Palast isn't coming on to talk about this, but I'd like to get his geopolitical insight on it. We know that Rumsfeld on the board of ABB transferred the reactors to North Korea. Greg Palast, it's good to have you on the broadcast.
Hey, Alex, glad to be with you, and you've glommed on to something, and indeed, you know, I'm glad to be on the show today because I'm relaunching the new expanded edition of my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and you've just hit on something that I've started digging into.
Well, I want to get into that, and we'll also get into the book, but just in the few minutes we've got before we break, Greg, again, award-winning journalist, BBC, you name it, before we do that, Greg, I mean, look, a lot of people are saying, looks like somebody tried to kill him, and Rumsfeld's talked about assassinating him a few years ago with battle plans. Are they trying to get him to nuke Japan or the U.S. so we can have a whole new war?
I don't know what they're up to, but I do know this, is that in my investigations I found out that we did know very well that Pakistan was selling the nuclear reactor set to North Korea, and we were, you know, looking the other way deliberately. That's some very serious stuff, but that's what the upper-level intelligence people in Washington were telling BBC television, is that, you know, we knew 2 years ago about Khan Laboratories and that they were giving the goodies to Libya and to North Korea.
Well, before 9/11, and we have your BBC articles from early 2001, 2000, you were talking about Bush and Clinton, you know, the whole bureaucracy not telling the FBI to leave Khan Laboratories alone.
Yes. They were told, don't look at Khan Laboratories. And in particular, the reason at the time, when Bush came in, he said, he didn't say you can't look at Khan Laboratories, he just said you can't follow the money because it goes back to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia put up the cash for Pakistan to build the so-called Islamic bomb. Then Pakistan went into the nuclear flea market business and started passing it out to other bad boys. And it only came to light because George Bush's new best buddy, Muammar Gaddafi, who's now our good buddy, decided to have a little mischief by saying, oh, by the way, I got my nuclear toys from from our good friends in Pakistan. And that's the only way that story came out, because believe in the United States anyway, we'd already broadcast that 2 years before in Britain. But, you know, why weren't we watching these guys?
Well, the government's telling me I got to give all my freedoms up and have a magnifying glass permanently, you know, installed over me. But at the same time, you know, let's arm everybody and then let them arm everybody else. Greg Palast, stay there. There's a lot coming up. A new edition of his powerful bestseller, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's a great book. We'll be back with Greg Palast, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the third hour. As we blast out on the AM and FM dial from California to Rhode Island, from Texas to Illinois, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night at 32.10 from 9 to midnight central, and on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Greg Palast is an award-winning journalist for decades, written several best-selling books, works for the BBC, has done so many big stories, broken a lot of them here on this broadcast. And his website is gregpalast.com. We've got a link to it at InfoWars.com. And the reason I like Greg is he's an old-fashioned digger. He gets out there, he makes the connections, he has the sources. We found Greg to be very accurate in the past, breaking stories months and in many cases years before the other segments of the mainstream media, and he is one of the top reporters on the show Newsnight on the BBC, but that's only a small part of what Greg does. And a lot of so-called liberal media people won't criticize Democrats, won't even criticize Republicans for real corporate crimes. Most conservative broadcasters won't criticize Democrats or Republicans for real crimes because they're all involved in it together. Greg Palast cuts right through that, and that's why it's always great to have him on for the balance of the show. And your calls are coming up later. But, Greg, you've got several big stories for us today. I didn't mean to get off into North Korea. That's just
so
important.
No, that's fine. Because all part of the same big, big story, of course. But, yeah, in the best democracy money can buy, I'm reissuing it as of today. That's why I want to do that on your show, because I know that you'll let me speak uncensored. And believe me, usually I get blocked by the electronic Berlin Wall in America, so I appreciate the fact that you let me speak unhindered. And one of the things is, in the book I talk about, for example, there's a couple things. There's James Baker's strange little role right now. He's got an office in the White House. Let's not forget, this is the guy who represents the Saudi Arabian Defense Ministry against the families of the victims of the September 11th attack. He also represents ExxonMobil Corporation and the Republican Party, and this guy has an office in the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and use of a U.S. Air Force jet. And I called the White House. I said, isn't that like a conflict? I mean, how does that happen?
That was like Ron Brown with the Chinese generals in the Commerce Department.
Yeah, this guy is like a Christmas tree of conflicts. And he said, well, he's not actually an appointee of the president. He's an appointee of the Governing Council of Iraq. In other words, that's the value of having a puppet government.
Now, let's explain that, because the news keeps saying that and as you said, it's all interconnected to see the big picture. On June 30th, the 300-and-something member appointed council is going to appoint another council. If I come to your house, put a gun to your head, hypothetically, and say, Greg, I'm appointing your neighbor, your boss, this is democracy. I mean, a two-year-old can figure out this is a fraud.
Well, worse than a fraud. You have to see the gangsters that we've imported into Iraq. This guy, Ahmed Chalabi. Saddam Hussein was skimming 50 cents a barrel off the oil for food program. You know, that little rat was taking money off the top. Well, Chalabi's now kicked it up, they say, to 15% off the top. So, you know, basically, the skim has just gotten bigger. The guy that he's the most powerful guy in this puppet government we've set up. He hasn't been in Iraq in 40 years. He's a convicted bank swindler,
$300 million. He was also a torture captain for the Shah.
And by the way, the U.S. Defense Department is paying this guy $300,000 a month of your money. $300,000 a month for the democracy he's bringing to Iraq. So now, instead of democracy, which, you know, hey, listen, I used to think of democracy as voting, now we're turning over something called sovereignty, whatever that means, to this group of bandits. Now we're drawing in the UN to try to give it some type of international blessing, but it's not chosen
by the
people.
This is like the old Western where the railroad sends in its 10 regulators and they say, this is democracy, this is your, you know, these guys are your bosses because they have six shooters.
Well, you know, look, let's face it, we've got tanks in the street. The problem is, why are we there? Now, just so you know, I spoke with General Jay Garner. I got an exclusive interview with him because he doesn't generally like to talk. And he was our first viceroy there. He was the guy we put in charge at first. But he made a big mistake. He called for elections within 90 days of our arrival. He said, you got to give Iraq to the Iraqis or there's going to be big old trouble here. Because he was in charge of the Kurdish zones after Gulf War I. And he arrived in Baghdad. The night he arrives, Rumsfeld calls him in Baghdad and said, you know, don't unpack, you're fired. And why is that he was calling for elections, and they have bigger plans for Iraq. And
yeah, he heard him say that there was going to be this voting and this big D democracy, and then he thought that. And
I thought that they didn't clue him in on the plan, so I asked him, I said, look, I've discovered these documents which lay out the sell-off of all Iraqi state assets, with just about everything, and says especially the oil industry. So they were going to break up the Iraq oil fields and sell them off. I said, did you know about this? He said, yeah, I know about this. He said, well, I was going to turn it over. They'd elect the government, and I'd give them the plans, and they can decide if that's what they want to do. Well, that's not how it works. When they've targeted the oil fields, they weren't going to take any chance that they weren't going to get their piece of the action. And I got to tell you, one of the things that's happening is that there's a little fight in the towers of the powerful at the moment between the neocons and the oil establishment. Because the neocons want to not only seize the fields, they want to break them up into little pieces and ramp up Iraq's oil production and defeat the Saudi Arabians and OPEC. Well, that's one of the reasons Jim Baker's in the White House, to make sure that don't happen, because the idea is that, you know,
they make more money off monopoly not having the
oil
flow.
That's right. Let's put it this way. OPEC and the oil companies are dancing cheek to cheek. They always have. Right now, OPEC is eating us alive with the $35 a barrel oil.
But the oil companies just hate their record profits. It's all by accident.
I know. They can blame it on OPEC and say, gee, what can we do? We just overcharge you at the pump. And so it's a nice, sweet little game, and they weren't going to let this be broken up. So that's why there's a fight over exactly what to do with those oil fields. But in the end, it looks like I asked an oil company lobbyist who's very close to both, by the way, both to the Bush administration and to the Democratic Party, both. And he says, look, oil policy in America is run by one guy named Dick Cheney. And where do you think he came from? In other words, he's one of us. He's one of the big oil guys.
Halliburton.
Yeah, and therefore, is the U.S. effectively has now a vote in OPEC. Think about that. We now have a vote in OPEC through our control of Iraq. And the issue came down to, do we destroy OPEC or do we keep it alive? And the answer is, we're going to be keeping OPEC and the Saudi Arabians happy and secure.
Well, they're a convenient scapegoat. I mean, they're finding all these new oil fields, so they've got to gain control of them to actually keep the supply down.
That's right. I actually talked to one of the key Saudi intelligence officials. I was able to reach him in Riyadh, and he was very blunt. He said, you know, make our day. Go ahead. If you want to start ramping up oil production in Iraq, you know what we can do, which is basically they can flatten the markets for a few weeks, bankrupt everyone, and then they're back in control. So in the end,
Greg, I got to stop you and give us in the end here in a second.
Okay.
This is all so important what you're bringing forward, but I've got to ask you as a journalist, you know, as a reporter, how do they get away with calling this a democracy? A democracy means, you know, majority rule, you vote.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for those that don't know, that you know, went to public school, like myself, I had to learn this. But it's unbelievable that I have to sit here and explain this. How do they sit there on the news, liberal TV, so-called conservative talk radio, how do they sit there every day and go, hey, we're giving them freedom next month, hey, we're going to be out of there, when in truth there's going to be more troops and no one's going to be elected? I mean, this is like murdering somebody and then saying you're giving them life. I mean, it's just black is white, up is down, never been at war with Eurasia.
You've just made a mistake. You just made a career mistake if you wanted to move into mainstream media, because you just said the emperor has no clothes. Our president said they're going to have democracy but no vote. We're getting out of there, but we're adding more troops. I mean, you know, so you're saying, hey, the emperor has no clothes. The empire is naked here. And you know, I don't get it. That's why I have to report from across the water, put my stuff in books, because you know, what our media wants to do is sell cotton candy for the brain. Our president landing on an aircraft carrier saying mission accomplished. What's been accomplished? All I know is that we have got a lot of kids there who are basically sitting targets. I just talked to a CBS News guy, in fact, who said his network doesn't report that, for example, the green zone, which is supposed to be very safe because the Iraqis love us, is under constant daily, hourly mortar attack. That we can't move anywhere in Iraq. We're so loved suddenly. You know,
I talk to people in the military. They say our casualties are double what we're hearing. They're covering up a lot of the injuries, having more trouble with the deaths. And now there's all these attacks popping up in Afghanistan. Bottom line, what do you see happening in the next 365 days?
What I see happening is the plan is still going ahead no matter how many bodies come home, I hate to say it, which is that they're going to seize the assets of this nation. They're going to control the oil fields and make sure that Iraq stays in line with the OPEC cartel. And that's exactly how it's going to move. And because that's the decision, if you got James Baker and Dick Cheney in the White House, they're the guys who are going to be pulling the
lever. Now, that goes back to 1990. Saddam, our big ally, had started overproducing, not following what OPEC said, and then magically he got told to go ahead and go into Kuwait by April Gillespie. How does that fit into this?
Yeah, I know. In the book, I actually have the quote from Ambassador Gillespie. Saddam Hussein actually recorded her, and she's never denied its authenticity, that she went to his little palace and said, James Baker wants you to know that we have no interest in Kuwait, and drew that guy into the attack, and then they flattened him. There he goes, and he still didn't learn his lesson, so they had to flatten him again.
Unbelievable. But hey, now we get to pay more for oil, and you know, so it's freedom. We'll be right back with Greg Powell, a bunch of other key news reports.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardening. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we were the good guys in the past. We had wars, you could argue, before Vietnam that weren't legitimate. But in the future that we're now living today, the globalists created the enemies to keep their military-industrial complex going. And now a lot of U.S. troops are dying. The arrogance of the establishment has just gotten crazier and crazier. I've had Dr. Rocky, the guy that wrote the book on depleted uranium from the Pentagon, on. He's sick. Troops are dead and dying. Their own training manuals say it'll kill the troops. They don't care. They're intensifying the use of it. It just shows a general craziness, and the people still think that anything the government does is wonderful when we're following the classical pattern of imperialism, of empire. And that's not to say Saddam or any of these guys are good, but the point is that we put them in power, we tell them to do what they're doing, and then set them up. Greg Palast, there's so many facets I want to go over here with you in the next 35 minutes. We've got Michael in Honolulu and Bill in Oregon and Mark in Minnesota and many others that are holding. We'll get to their calls in the next segment. But there's a lot of other bombshells you've got to drop on us. What else is important right now?
Well, yeah, I was saying one of the things is the democracy that we have left, which is the U.S. Civil Rights Commission at Harvard University did a study of voting in 2000. And what they found is, and this is not an estimate, they simply total up the number of votes that were cast and never counted, and it's over 1.9 million. In other words, 1.9 million votes were cast, and then they threw those ballots away. And that's our democracy. And I looked at whose ballots were being removed, and as it turns out, slightly over half of those ballots, they are now quite certain, were cast by African Americans. And this isn't because the Bush family doesn't like black people. They just don't like the color of their vote.
Well, more than that.
And I got to tell you, it's not just the Republicans. The worst vote loss in the nation was in Chicago, Illinois, where the Daley Jr. machine stays in power. The old boss Daley machine, which is still there, stays in power by making sure black people don't vote. The Democratic Party also did that in Georgia.
Well, they've been stealing elections in Chicago, you know, with Kennedy.
Yeah, you bet. It goes way back, but what you're talking about is if you cast your vote, you may not know whether it's being counted. They call them spoiled, but votes don't spoil by leaving them out of the refrigerator.
They've
got their systems down, and now the computer voting is coming, and I've been looking very, very closely at that.
That's what I was going to say is we've caught Diebold and others coast to coast stealing elections, engaging in everything you can imagine, convicted felons in computer crime, vice presidents, CIA, deputy directors. You know, I mean, this is a joke.
Well, you know, listen, why are you complaining, Alex? You may have already voted in 2004. They just haven't told you how. You know, it's you have to laugh because otherwise you would cry. I mean, I just Chuck Hagel owns the biggest, was the founder of the biggest voting machine, computer voting machine company, Ivotronics. He's now Senator Chuck Hagel because Nebraska adopted his machines, and he is a Republican.
He voted with big black voter turnout.
How did that happen?
Yeah, he voted on machines he owned, and now he wants a draft for us, of course. And I mean, look, right here in Austin, Texas, did you hear about the Michael McCall race?
Yeah.
Now, this guy was Janet Reno's cover-up artist, all this stuff, you know, big gun grabber, all this stuff, and then Michael McCall's married a Clear Channel owner's daughter. They're the biggest campaign contributors, and guess who owns Hart Inner Civics, where 80% of his ballots were cast on these new machines?
Well, I know, it's...
Clear Channel owns the machines that their candidate, magically, the polls showed he was going to lose, but magically he won, Greg.
Yeah, it is magic. Flick of a switch. I mean, this is, though, you know, basically we're in denial. There is massive denial going on in America. If you think that politicians who have the opportunity to change votes with the flick of a switch don't do it, that's what I saw in Florida. After all, you know, as the guy that broke the story, that, as it turns out, 94,000 people were targeted for removal from the voter rolls in Florida. They were named as felons, and none of them were. I mean, well, I should say 97% were innocent of any crime, okay? These people were pulled off the polls, and no one in America would report it until I just, you know, the New York Times finally reported it, by the way, this year, 3 years after it happened, right? And I got to tell you, you know, we are in denial. If politicians have the chance to pull the switch, they will. I saw it in Chicago. I remember the Daley machine taking hundreds of absentee ballots and filling them out, stacking them up, and putting on names of people in nursing homes. I mean, I watched it happen. Now they're doing it with computers.
Greg Palast, quick break, long segment coming up. We'll get into some more of the other massive stories you've been bringing forward. And we'll go to your calls at 800-259-9231. GregPalast.com is the website. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Greg Palast, an American, a best-selling author, top reporter on BBC Newsnight. I wanted to bring this up to you because you're in Europe, you're in England. Brussels accused of police state tactics, London Telegraph. We're not just seeing a police state here in the U.S., but also in England, Patriot Act-style stuff. Here in the U.S., we're seeing reporters being harassed, being arrested. Well, now, London Telegraph, Brussels accused of police state tactics by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. The European Union was accused of using police state tactics to stifle criticism after police raided the offices of a Brussels journalist and seized a vast archive of documents identifying his sources. Hans Tillich, Brussels correspondent for Germany's Stern magazine, said Belgian police took computers, mobile telephones, address books, bank statements, and 17 boxes of documents. Mr. Tillich was held incommunicado by police without access to a lawyer. And it says the second raid occurred on Wednesday. He is suspected of bribing an official to obtain an internal Olaf dossier, again showing EU bribery. He dismissed the claim as pure fabrication intended to justify a fishing expedition through the files. Herbert Bosch, an Austrian MEP in charge of overseeing Olaf, said what is happening is absolutely unacceptable. Speaking about the judge, I don't believe there is a scrap of evidence against Tillich. Tillich's investigating the judge. The judge has him arrested. Chris Heaton-Harris, a Tory member of Parliament, accused Olaf of police state tactics and said it was part of a pattern in which EU whistleblowers were singled out for harsh treatment. Greg Palast? Greg, what do you think of these reports of the press being attacked?
No, believe me, there is. Let's remember something. Only the United States of America alone has a First Amendment, a freedom of speech and press, which is unique on this planet. And that's why I hate to see them give it away so easily. In fact, I've been campaigning for a First Amendment for Britain, which has no written constitution, by the way. Campaigning for a First Amendment there because... But I say, hey, they can borrow ours because we're not using it. That's the problem. In other words, we've got this precious thing, and then we've got guys like, you know, Ashcroft and our dear president and too many Democrats going along with this stuff saying, well, we have to give up our liberties to save our liberties. They've already started to doublespeak. And I got to tell you, my column in the Observer newspaper, I have George Orwell's old job as a columnist for the paper, and believe me, he would love this stuff. And I got to tell you, the European Union, yeah, they use police state tactics. Journalists are absolutely not safe. I myself have been threatened under the Official Secrets Act. We don't have an Official Secrets Act in the United States, but they would love to have one. And believe me, I've had two of my colleagues from my newspaper go to prison because they have printed official secrets, meaning something that the government doesn't want them to say. Grim stuff. I mean, ironically, I'm able to work at BBC, which until recently I could broadcast just about anything. And then after we broke the story, in fact, my program was one of the places that broke the story of how the intelligence information is being fixed. And because we went to the source of the intelligence sources, said no, there were no weapons of mass destruction at this time in Iraq. You know, that was, you know, they were gone by.
Well, let me stop you there because I talked about this on the show. Talk about doublespeak. I mean, saying that having an appointed dictatorship is democracy, that's doublespeak in Iraq. But the BBC comes out, says the weapons dossiers are frauds, brings out the evidence that it's all made up and manufactured. That's admitted and proven, and then the head of the BBC has to resign and apologize, and Tony Blair says, you're bad, and says, my Hutton inquiry says I'm innocent. I mean, this is like a cop catching an axe murderer with the bloody axe and the dead body, and then they arrest the cop for catching him.
Yeah, exactly. We're savage because we actually did something that American news reporters should have done, which is to find out if it's really true that this is what the intelligence agency said. And just so you know, the source we went to, Dr. David Kelly, was not just advising Tony Blair and the British, he was advising George Bush.
Of course.
And
now,
saying that, you know, look, yeah, Saddam Hussein is an evil character, but his biological weapons program simply collapsed in 95. It just collapsed.
Now, Greg, we have a whole article, a whole archive of like 100 articles on PrisonPlanet.com. It's been in mainstream British news that a lot of people think he was killed. They saw these men around him. He said, not just that I'll be found dead in the woods, but if I don't shut up, they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. Some of his colleagues said that. The pills weren't dissolved in his stomach. There wasn't a lot of blood. All of this, I mean, suspicious.
I myself don't know what happened. I do know his family has privately told us that they don't buy the suicide story. But they're better at this than I am. They know how to cover up if there's a cover up, and so I just can't tell. I know that the problem is that the government is so untrustworthy at this point that we can't believe any of their official statements. And that's,
well, that's
really
the thing.
Bad.
When they've been caught with fake dossiers and fake mobile weapons trucks and fake mass graves and fake Niger memos and the U.S. government planting not dozens but hundreds of fake newsletters with fake signatures from troops in newspapers, we can't believe anything they're doing.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the terrible thing, especially because they're using the names of our troops here. And, you know, that's the other thing I'm looking at is we now have this phony war on terror. That's I've added a whole new chapter to my book on James Baker and the million missing votes, but also on the war on terror. Because, you know, yes, we're losing our liberties, but look at the other side of the coin, too. We're spending a heck of a lot of money to make us safer. And is it making us safer? This money's going to the old crony circle once again. And that's what I've been looking at. I mean, almost all the money's being spent on completely bogus gadgets and gizmos.
Well, where did it go?
The cronies.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Carlaw Group alone positioned itself in RFID and face scanning cameras and domestic police state. They positioned themselves right before 9/11, and now they give their own companies giant Defense Department contracts.
Well, you know, it's more duck and cover stuff, you know. It's like when we were kids during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we were told, you know, all you have to do is jump under the desk and don't look at the flash and you're okay. So that the whole this whole war on terror
except
program,
now,
don't look at the flash.
Except now Halliburton sells us the desk.
Yeah. and you know, like the company that, you know, I told you about the fix of the vote in Florida, the phony list of phony felons in Florida that just were voters that the Bush family didn't like, that was created by a company called Choice Point. Who's the big secret no big bid contractor and the war on terror? Once again, the same company, Choice Point. And where are they hunting for information? You think they'd be hunting for information on bad guys in places like Saudi Arabia and Yemen and Pakistan? Instead, they're hunting up, they're doing spy work in Venezuela, in Argentina, in Brazil, in Mexico. Why? Those are places where they have leaders who are elected or about to be elected that the little George isn't too crazy about. You know, and look, I thought these guys were fighting a war on terror and not a war on democracy, but that's what we're paying for. Our U.S. tax dollars are going billions and billions of dollars into either fake projects, which aren't worth anything keeping us safer, or in getting us into mischief and, frankly, preparing us for the next war.
Now, Greg, you're a smart guy, and since you bring up the word democracy so much, and your book's great, I've read the first version. Now the third version's coming out. I need to get a copy, but
we'll send you one.
Well, thank you, but you keep talking about, you know, democracy, democracy, democracy. We're a constitutional republic, so
yeah,
that you can't get a manipulative media that gets 51% of the people to say, you know, lynch all the black people, which could happen in a pure democracy.
Yeah.
But even so far as a pure democracy goes, this, I mean, this is the opposite. What they're setting up worldwide is a dictatorship and calling it democracy, and I keep repeating this, I can't believe they're getting away with it. And where do the stories go where Cheney had it set up with the UN where only Saddam could buy equipment from him, you know, the $23 billion. I mean, where do these stories go? Just into a black hole?
Well, that's one of the problems. I mean, and I have to say that, you know, because of the new kind of reign of terror that's going on through Europe against the media, here in America, the media has learned how to be a willing puppy dog. In Europe, we're pretty tough, but again, so they're fighting back and hitting us hard. And it's been very, very difficult to get stories out anywhere. But, you know, like, for example, when I ran the story about Jay Gardner saying, listen, we are still in Iraq because we have stopped elections. And, you know, he was fired because he called for election. I could report that in Europe on television, but I couldn't report it here in the USA, you know, because it's not going along with the official line. And it's very, very difficult. And the reason it's sad is because it's the promise of democracy. Yeah, it was made to the Iraqis. Even more important, it was made to our kids who are there, right? That's what they're supposedly laying down their lives for, is to help these people. You know, Saddam's gone. I mean, he and Al Gore have both shaved their beards by now. You know, I mean, what are we doing there? You know, the bad guy's gone. We got the rat. Now what? What are we doing there except making sure?
Well, first they tried to say. First they tried
to
say it was a shadowy Al Qaeda secretly controlling all of it. You know, Goldstein's going to get us, but now our precious Shiites are attacking us.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Exactly. So first they were going to throw flowers at us, but they now look a lot like mortar rounds. And the thing is, speaking with the reporters who speak Arabic, who are on the ground there, they said, look, you know, when our troops first came in, they really were happy to have us there. But after a year and a half, you know, liberation sure looks like recolonization, not just occupation.
Well, I mean, in some of the towns, and they had this top general in the New York Times bragging like it was good. Oh, in many towns, there's no one under 11, no males. They're all in the Halliburton prisons. I mean, no, that's going to make people love you. And then I saw an Associated Press article where it said that in Baghdad, to have a shop on the street, you've got to wear a Halliburton-issued RFID bracelet. And it showed a truck full of men with bags on their heads, and it said they're going to the international airport because they were caught selling tangerines and beer without license, and you've got to have a license from the provisional government issued by Halliburton to sell something on the street.
Well, I just found out something else that'll warm your heart, Alex. there were secret meetings being held when they developed the plans for the war, including a 100-page document, which I have, dividing up the assets of Iraq. It's mentioned in the book now. There's a 200-page appendix on just dividing up the oil. And who was in on it? You had Shell Oil had their guy in there. We had ConocoPhillips had their guy in there. Total FINA had their guy in there. British Petroleum. These are the guys who are drawing up the plans that now our kids have to defend. Also, the fact that these plans are kept secret from the Iraqis, what's going to happen to their future, and secret from our guys. Because, you know, no one could say why we're there. No one is giving us an explanation. The answer is that we've got plans in the bucket, and they're going to go through no matter how many body bags there will be.
All right, let's take some calls. Michael in Honolulu, Hawaii, thanks for holding her on the air with Greg Palast.
Thank you very much, and you are a great Texan.
Well, thank you.
Just wanted to let, not to get off the subject real quick, but I just do have a quick question for you, Alex. I went to your website and I saw a couple of those articles about the draft, and y'all had been talking about that the new draft would be for the ages of 18 to 49, and I only found two bills about the draft.
This is the problem, and I've told my webmasters I want a draft section bill. Over the last 2 years, we've posted the 12 different bills we've seen on the site, and when a new AP article comes out or a new BBC article comes out, we post it. They're not all together. So there are bills for 18 to 26, 18 to 49. The 18 to 49 is for the domestic service. One of those versions, there's two versions of that. One's 18 to 26. The other one is a domestic draft, kind of like Russia, where you go out and serve the government. So we'll find that for you and repost it. Greg, any comments to this, to the draft?
Well, you know, obviously they're not going to mention this out loud until after the election or the selection.
Well, Hagel did, but I guess he's not facing re-election.
Well, he's the guy that owns the electronic voting machine, so he can sponsor any bill he wants.
Exactly.
Think about that. he doesn't have to win the votes; he just has to, know the code. I'm telling you, it's gotten so raw, Alex. You just have to laugh. I know people say, "Why are you laughing about this stuff? Would it help if I cried about it?" You know, it's like it is absolutely raw.
And you've got children. I don't want mine to be sent off to the draft. Michael in Hawaii, anything else?
No, just when I did a Google search on draft bills, they came up with Senate Bill 89 and House Representative Bill 163. And when you read them, it really is an eye-opener. I mean, the language of it, and it is for men and women. There will be no discrimination.
Now, depending on which version of Universal Service Act, and that's S89, there's another number two, it talks about domestically all of us having to serve. Did you see that part?
Yes, it said that you'll either serve in the active or reserve military or Homeland Security Services.
And then I've got the policy reports from before 9/11 of what that entailed. It's kind of a super AmeriCorps system. I mean, Greg, no one's ever come out with a draft but Hitler and the Russians, where you've got to go dig ditches and tattle on neighbors. And SecureCorps, part of AmeriCorps, says that's what it's going to be, Greg.
Yeah, well, in fact, that's their idea. In fact, the new section of the book is called Fear for Sale. And I'll give my own plug, the best democracy money can buy, but now they're selling you fear. They want, the head of ChoicePoint is saying, we want everyone to be tagged. He has a private scheme to have a complete national DNA base for every living, dying, and yet to be born American. And this is supposed to make you safe. He says, what about that pizza, that guy delivering the pizza? This is a post from the guy who's running our national, trying to run the war on terror here. What about that guy delivering your pizza? Is it worth the danger? Don't you want
to be tagged? I got another one where it said in the Associated Press, what about that woman with the baby carriage? Who is she? We need face scanning cameras. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Bill in Oregon. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry to change the subject, but I saw on your website about the old lady getting tased.
Being tased three times and all the rest of it, yes.
Yeah, well, and then there was the guy, Perez or whatever, a couple weeks back, that got shot and killed.
Well, this all feeds into the police state, how the feds have trained the police that we're all these deadly enemies, Greg.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, my wife was stopped coming into the country with our twin kids in the middle of the night and hauled in for a couple hours of questioning by Homeland Security. You know, I'm laughing about it, but, you know, it was like basically a little, you know, we know who you are, just howdy do. And
well,
so
they admit that they're targeting political dissenters, and instead of a no-fly list, you're going to have a no-buy list. Can't buy, you know, your national ID card says you're evil. But on top of this, Greg, I've been in the airport in Chicago, and they're searching 85-year-old World War II vets on walkers who don't even know where they are, and some foreigners harassing them in some jackboot outfit, and guys with turbans are walking right on the plane, Greg.
Well, you know, what's happening is, as you know, we know who's funding the bad guys, and yet our president is seen arm in arm with Prince Abdullah, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Who's the guy who's been funding the guys killing us?
Bill, anything else?
Yeah, there's. I needed to tell you something about the cops, but I can wait.
Yeah, just stay there. We'll come back to you briefly, then Mark and Tom, that'll be it for calls. Sorry. In the next segment, final segment, we'll take some calls and end this broadcast with Greg Palast. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Quickly, Bill in Oregon, finish up your police state comments.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago, I saw on TV, it was a dedication of a building that the Masons have given the police department in Portland. And the police chief came on and did his speech and said, thanks for donating the building and for a safe place for us to do paperwork. And you know, a place to think of new ways of community policing. And then he went on to say, and to make the relationship between the police and the community better. And when he said that, half the people that were watching and, you know, listening at this building started laughing. And this was a week and a half before they shot that guy three times and then tased him for trying to open his seatbelt to get out of the car.
Well, I mean, beating up old ladies for no reason. I'm not against the police, but it's this mentality. Thank you for the call. And this is what the military-industrial complex has done, Greg, is that they've made everything their business, the private prisons, the police. Everything's being turned into a tool, and your World Bank documents you brought out 2 years ago show that this is the mentality they want.
Yeah, we're privatizing the entire spook world here. I mean, because, you know, one of the things that's happened that's very interesting is that our CIA and FBI agents are no longer willing to be toadies to the machine. They actually think that their job is, like, supposed to be getting the bad guys.
So they're going to give governmental power to domestic merc forces.
Yeah, and so that's right. So what we have is, for example, I was able to obtain, and it's in the book now, a videotape of Wackenhut Corporation guys plotting what they called the third circle of security, the third circle of intelligence, which they said, now we can't show that this is related to the CIA. They're saying this all on tape. And I thought, well, maybe this tape is phony. But Wackenhut said, oh, no, it's authentic. But we're saying,
Greg, I've got to get a copy of that from you.
I mean, it's amazing. And these guys are just saying, you know, we got to set up the third ring of security. It's they call it the invisible ring. And,
let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Minnesota. Quickly, Mark, go ahead.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Fine.
It sounds from what you said, Mr. Palast, at least the impression I get, that perhaps even if they don't pump any oil from Iraq, that just, you know, securing the oil supplies could fit in with their agenda, you know, as a means to curtail production by, you know, incapacitating the flow of oil. And I'm wondering...
by the way, you're very close on. I'm going to tell you, I actually spoke by phone to one of the chiefs of Saudi Arabian intelligence in Riyadh, who agreed to speak to me, because he wanted it to be very clear. He didn't want to be underhanded or sneaky about it. He said, we are not going to permit a massive development of oil. It ain't going to happen. It will not happen, and that's not going to go. And the thing from the beginning
was about getting that oil under control, creating artificial scarcity. Final call. Tom in Illinois. Tom, go ahead.
Hello. How you doing, Alex? And your guest. I just want to ask you guys what you think is going to be the next terror attack in the United States.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Well, I wish I knew. I would certainly do what I could to prevent it.
Rice and Bush are saying, better give up your rights. The bad guys are about to get you before the election.
Yeah, the drumbeat's starting. You know, we're going to be under attack, and therefore you can't change your commander-in-chief. You know, the other thing is that there's two ways to do it. They can also do the old invasion of the body snatchers, where basically we could get Kerry, but it'll still be the same skull and bones. Basically, there'll be no change, just the change of the... Republican to Democrat.
Different body. Same brain. Greg Palast, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, third edition out today. Thanks for coming on. Take care, my friend. Greg Palast, great guy, a lot of great research. We're out of time, my friends. Infowars.com, now prisonplanet.tv. Check it out. Got a subscription service. Most of the site's free, but the subscription area has videos, you name it, for download. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up, folks. Support us. We need your help. Call toll-free to get my videos. 1-888-253-3139. Take action. 888-253-3139. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering. sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.